From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
And I'm Melissa Bloch.
Nico, Nico, Goni, Goni, Nico, Nico, Goni, Goni.
At Imagination Stage, a children's theater in suburban Washington, D.C., eight actors warm up their voices and their bodies.
Let your shoulders flop around.
They're in final rehearsals for the world premiere of a musical, The Arabulis of Liberty Street. Who are the Arabulis? Well, they're a handful. You might call them an uptight homeowners association's worst nightmare.
Get out, weirdos! Stay out, weirdos! No, weirdos! No!
More on them in a minute. When I visit the theater, it's the first day the actors have seen the set. Four plywood houses, one is plain, the three others a technicolor explosion of spots and stripes and flowers. This is an acrobatic musical, and the actors, in sneakers and yoga pants, run off and start exploring the set.
Can you hold there?
Nope.
Nope, okay.
They scamper up drain pipes, do backflips out of the windows.
If I'm on Brian, I should be able to do like an ankle hang off of him.
They stretch into splits from one second-story window to another. Ouch! And they clamber up to the roofs, a dizzying 13 feet off the ground.
Like, I could climb to here. I just feel like it's not necessarily the safest thing to do.
I can't watch! That comes from the play's writer, Sam Swope, who's cringing in fear in his seat.
My palms are wet.
Just looking at them.
I think we're going to have to come up with a requiem.
The musical is an adaptation of Sam Swope's first children's book. The Arabulis of Liberty Street came out in 1989. It's a wildly illustrated picture book about a neighborhood that's ruled over by the tyrannical General Pinch and his wife.
General and Mrs. Pinch smiled nasty smiles and stood proudly at their windows, keeping a sharp lookout for fresh trouble. Tulips growing. Robins building nests, that kind of thing. And whenever the Pinches saw anything they didn't like, the general would haul out his bullhorn. "I'll call in the army," he'd holler.
Then one day the Arabulis move in next door. Their skin changes colors. They glow in the dark. They paint their home with red and white zigzags and sleep outside. They're loud and they have pets.
They had anteaters and porcupines, elephants, walruses, and sloths. They even had a wok, a few popolocks, and a wild barumpus. Mrs. Pinch sucked in both cheeks. "Disgusting," she hissed. "I'll call in the army," boomed the general.
The Arabulis tell their own story in Arabulian.
Monster ponder dime, error-free Arabulis, boink, boink, boink. Da flirts Arabuli, fuzz merry, merry, merry pig. Da fecund Arabuli, fuzz tedium. Undeterred Arabuli, fuzz merry, merry, merry widow.
That language was one of the things Sam Swope had to create to turn a book that takes 7 minutes to read into a 75-minute musical.
This is the street that's known as Liberty. Farewell, freedom, say goodbye. The Pinches rule here with rigidity. It's so boring, we could die.
All we've done, really, is to kind of inflate the book and expand it like a Macy's Day balloon on Thanksgiving. You know, just huge, huge, huge.
Grown-ups like it's high security, but it isn't any fun.
Those lyrics by Sam Swope, the music by Kim Sherman. Swope's book has run into a bit of trouble before. It's been slammed as anti-military, since the villains are the general and his wife. It's been banned in some schools. And Sam Swope remembers a troubling phone call.
This very distraught second-grade teacher in New Jersey called me up shortly after we invaded Iraq a few years ago, saying that she had adapted the book for a play and that her children had learned their lines and done the songs, and I think it was the superintendent, canceled the production because he thought that the book was anti-military and pro-Arab because the name of the book is Arabulis. But the book was written before the first Gulf War and was never a thought in my mind. It's just a name that I came up with.
Swope sees his book as an anti-fascist parable. For the villainous Pinches, the Arabulis are the enemy. Gia Mora plays Mrs. Pinch.
She says they're nutcases, drifters, they're artists and fools, they're rebels and dreamers who don't follow rules. They're odd ducks and misfits and gadders about. They're anyone different.
trouble in the air. I felt it brewing everywhere. I smelt it, a weirdo. She was prancing about with her eyes popping out. Can there be any doubt? She's a weirdo.
Children have so little power in life that they envy power and they imitate powerful characters.
Again, writer Sam Swope.
I think that's why it's so easy to get children, when I'm reading the book to them, to shout along with the general, "I'll call in the army, I'll call in the army." And they shout it with great vigor, as if they are the general. But on the other hand, because children are so controlled and restrained, they love mayhem and anarchy and the chance to live without rules, because they live with rules so much of the time.
I'll wear a polka dot toupee, rikki-tikki-tambo. I'll grow a beard and paint it gray, sarsaparilla mambo.
They're so afraid of being singled out and made fun of and seem different. And everyone, I think, young or old, does feel like they have weirdo tendencies within them that they don't want anybody to find out. And so to want to be a weirdo becomes the climax of the play, when the children decide, yes, I want to be a weirdo. It's a happy moment.
I challenge you. Just try to get this song out of your head.
I want to be a weirdo. There, I said it. Don't regret it. Yes, a weirdo. Really want to be a weirdo.
Felicia Curry plays one of those weirdos. She's a young Arabuli.
The beauty of this story is that it's another way to say people that are unique and people that are different are equally as special as anybody else.
Do you find when you leave here and you're walking outside, going to the subway, do you carry some of that Arabuli spirit with you in any way? Are you starting to walk a little different or take a little pride in your eccentricities?
I think so. Just watching the interaction between the Pinches and the Arbulis and how much she is like, why are you so different, has just made me appreciate that, you know, I don't look like everybody else. I don't sound like everybody else. I'm not as tall as everybody else, you know. So, and I'm just learning to appreciate those things. And yeah, when I go to the subway, sometimes I look around and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty special. And I just hope that the kids that come and watch this leave with that same feeling. You know, maybe your skin's not going to turn purple tomorrow. I don't want them to leave with that, but I want them to know, you know, I'm special and I'm different and I'm unique, and that's a good thing.
The Arabulis of Liberty Street has its world premiere tomorrow night at Imagination Stage in Bethesda, Maryland. You can see photos of the actors in character, and you can read a little from Sam Swope's book at npr.org.
Ratatouille,
Arabuli, Yacht Patchouli, hey!